Mix 94.7 KMCH. Happy Tuesday to you. On the second and fourth, or at least the second Tuesday of the month, Dr. Kristen Ricci joins us, holding court on a guest of the day Tuesday. How are you, Dr. Ricci? How are things?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. We were just visiting out in the lobby. All the events, all the holidays that are going on right now. Halloween, obviously, coming around the corner. But did you know that we are in the midst of school lunch week, and how are you celebrating at West Delaware?
Well, National School Lunch Week, and what a nice opportunity to recognize our staff. Mm-hmm. You know, they do such an important job. I think you asked me the question, has school lunch changed?
My favorite was Hexagon Taco Pizza. Yes. That was my favorite.
Amazingly, school lunch has changed so much. There are so many nutrition standards and rules and just requirements that make sure that we have the healthiest lunch possible for our students. And so it is much, much healthier than it was when we were children. And so our staff works really hard to make sure we meet all of those healthy requirements and also make it really appealing to students so that they enjoy it. And it's incredibly affordable for families. Yeah. So they provide a really, really important service. And of course, with 1,300 students, many of whom eat breakfast and lunch, we're serving thousands of meals every week. It's a pretty impressive operation. And we're really grateful to all the people that do that with a smile every day.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
You look at the lunch menu, and when you see what on the menu, you're like, I'm not going to bring something from home, or I'm not going to grab lunch. I'm going to eat lunch here today. What is that item?
Definitely turkey dinner before Thanksgiving, for sure.
That does sound good. Especially as it gets cooler. Oh,
absolutely.
Man, that does sound good. Let's also talk about, you've got a little notoriety there when it comes to Iowa Talented and Gifted program there at West Delaware.
Yes, we're very pleased to announce that our Director of School Improvement, Robin Mebus, who also oversees many of our programs, including Talented and Gifted, and Robin was recognized as the Iowa Talented and Gifted Administrator of the Year yesterday at their conference.
Nice.
So that is very exciting. Congratulations to her.
And also, not only are we celebrating that, it's like a whole day of celebrations on our list today. October is National Principals Month.
Yes, every October we celebrate National Principals Month. And of course, people know that we have some amazing administrators in our district. So we have Matt Weiss, Tim Felderman at the high school. We have Rudy Hamister at the elementary school. And we have Doug Kirkbrick at the middle school. They have enormous responsibilities to make sure that our staff is supported, our students are supported, everybody's ready for learning and teaching, and they have a very big job to do, and they do it very well. So we want to say thank you to them.
Do you remember who your high school principal was?
No, I do not.
All right, enough of the questions. National Apprenticeship Week proclamation as well.
Yes, so that comes in November, November 14th to the 20th. That's a national week to celebrate apprenticeships. And of course, in Iowa, we've really embraced apprenticeships through our high school program, which is a wonderful way to help our students transition into the work world and sometimes graduate high school, or if not that, then a year later to be fully vetted with a national apprenticeship that is portable wherever they want to go, although we hope they'll stay here. And so we offer apprenticeship at West Delaware in auto mechanics, welding, meat cutting, ag services, and we offer what's called a quality pre-apprenticeship in masonry. So we really appreciate our community partners and trying to make sure that our students are ready to transition into the workforce with skills that they can use wherever they want to go.
Absolutely. Now let's turn to the building portion of our program. Let's talk about the building programs first with a junior high school girls wrestling.
Yeah, so we added high school girls wrestling. That became a sanctioned sport in the state of Iowa not too long ago. And so most, if not all, of the districts in the WAMAC conference are adding high school girls wrestling. So West Delaware, of course, is going to do that as well. We're very excited about that. They also recently sanctioned junior high girls wrestling. So last night, our board meeting, we approved that we will also have that offered at West Delaware.
And you mentioned the board meeting. Anything else big of news or note from the board meeting last night we should touch upon here?
I don't think anything big. We're just constantly updating what's happening with construction. So that's the other big thing, I suppose. Although there isn't anything particularly major in that, just ongoing work that's happening. We're starting to see some of our spaces open up. So we already opened our our gym space at the middle school that we've been waiting on. Soon we'll be opening the upper gym at the high school. We need to wait for a fire marshal inspection of some new spaces coming on October 19th. So on that date, the fire marshal will be inspecting our media centers at middle school and high school, our high school family and consumer science lab, our central office in the upper gym, and then shortly after that inspection, they'll be ready to open. And then we have already open at our middle school science lab, 7th and 8th grade, our much updated and very impressive science labs with stations for each of our students. Middle school family and consumer science is also amazingly improved. If you remember it from back when you were in middle school, it's much different. Middle school office is opening. We've had a lot of flooring added, carpeting across the building. So we're continuing to make progress every day, and we're very excited about that. Many people are wondering what's happening with the Music Edition. They have the footings poured. They continue to work on that. We expect that to be open around December 1st.
Oh, wow. Just in time to brush up on the holiday concert.
Yes, exactly.
Use the new space, then perform for everybody.
Right. We're hoping. We'll still perform at the auditorium at the high school, but it is going to be a much expanded and much more beneficial space for our students. So hoping for December 1st, realistically, probably by the end of December.
Always good to see you. Anything
you
else
too.
We need to add?
I don't think so. Thanks
All
for your
right.
time.
Thank you for coming in this morning, Dr. Kristen Rickey. Again, you can listen to this whole interview online at kmch.com.